Afterward to section 13. From the collective we to the individual I, from a community of like-minded souls to a solitary self joined at the molecular level to everything in the universe, this is the journey that Whitman undertakes in this section, the quarter point of Song of Myself. He joins the team of a black man driving the dray of the stone yard into the wild, where he will absorb into himself every niche in the environment, oxen and birds and leafy shade, mindful of the limitations of human intelligence. Here the Lord and giver of life affirmed in the Nicene Creed makes way for the caresser of life. And in his proclamation of the unity of being, Whitman deliberately echoes the language reserved by the Church Fathers for the Holy Spirit. We believe in one holy and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And in so doing, he expands the range of our affections. Signs of his faith are carried not by the dove, the symbol of the Holy Spirit, but by drakes and ducks and jays, which tune his song, his credo. I believe in those winged purposes, and acknowledge red, yellow, white playing within me. The colors of the rainbow, every race on earth, feathers and flowers, the tortoise and the bay mare, all inflame the imagination of the poet, who professes his belief in something larger than the Trinitarian Godhead worked out by the bishops at the Council of Nicaea. Silly to imagine that we know more than an animal. Sillier yet to think that we are not on the same team.